The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, hello, and happy not raining Wednesday. It's not raining today in North Idaho. We're very happy about that, at least not yet. This is Lindy, and we are very happy to have Henry in our studio today. We are talking just about mental health and moving forward in the gray weather and how we do it with a positive attitude. I have been doing Let Your Color Out Life now for a couple of years, and we always talk about your health and how it really is your wealth. And I'm excited to have Henry with Tendrils Apothecary in our studio today, hoping that he can just shed light on some of the fun tools he has, not only in Tendrils, but some of the fun things that he's been unfolding in his own personal journey to manage just the highs and lows of life that we all seem to have, especially in January when it's raining and we're supposed to get snow. So welcome, Henry. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me back.
I every quarter, you know, every five or six times, I've got to get an update at Tendrils. Tell us what's going on at Tendrils and remind our wonderful audience what Tendrils is in our special town.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So Tendril Apothecary, we're located right across from Lynn Care. On Main Street, where Main and Cedar split. And during the summer, you may notice our giant garden full of huge sunflowers and all sorts of things that we use to teach out of, and we grab plants out of there for people when they come.
For the locals, it's the old SoPro.
It's the old SoPro.
The old SoPro. People
right.
know Sweet Little Jumpy.
That's
all
right.
All right, go ahead. Sorry to interject.
And so there we are offering a functional alternative to the conventional model of medicine. And we're very complementary minded. We love to work in correspondence and correlation with, you know, conventional doctors and nurse practitioners and whatnot. We find that collaboration is the key to so much
any health,
success.
Really.
I mean, yeah. It takes a village. And to that end, we're actually, I'm not going to announce the full project yet, but we are in the midst of creating an incredible collaborative project with multiple practitioners throughout the community.
Beautiful.
And so we're super excited. So next time I'm on, we'll have lots
we'll
of
have
fun
another update.
Announcements about that. But so a lot of times people feel, I don't know, almost powerless around their health. You know, and then we find ourselves on the computer searching and listening to people talking about, you know, this miracle cure and that miracle cure. And if you do this diet, then all of your woes will go by the wayside. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
And then they go into overwhelm. The overwhelm is crazy. It's crazy making.
Overloaded with information.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is designed just to get clicks, just to get views. And so it's blown out of proportion. And it's unfortunate, but we have a lot of, we do a lot of managing of expectations with people when they come in, you know, trying to help them understand the body is dynamic. Because this thing may have worked for some people, maybe not. Who knows? What is the source, you know? And it's really important to have somebody who's willing to curate the information for us, who has significant education and training in this, and who's not going to just shut it down, which sometimes we do find that in our modern medical life. That if we come and we're like, hey, I was learning about this, and we find ourselves shut down. And that can be really...
That can be daunting, especially when you're...
And disempowering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so many of us are really working to take back our own agency within our health life.
Absolutely.
And I love that. And we at Tendril, that's one of the things that we really want to support. And we will help you to sift through the information. We will look at things. We'll offer our experience, which is significant. I mean, our practitioners have been at it for, you know, decades. And you know the level of experience that my wife carries, Laura Clemens. She's a clinical herbalist, and she's the only person in the region that I know of who's got a certification in practicing functional medicine that's a clinical herbalist.
Yeah.
So
she's very versed in knowing her herbal knowledge. I have had the pleasure of talking with her on the show, actually.
Yeah. And she's...
Yeah, that's great.
She's incredible. And so we really pride ourselves in helping to empower people in their health journey. Mm-hmm. And
well, I think even more than that, empower, but you support them, you know, and you support them, you meet them where they're at.
That's
and
right.
That was actually one of the reasons I wanted to have you onto the show, Henry, was because I know last, maybe September, we did a wellness program with Underground Kindness. We grouped some teachers together and tried to support teachers, but wanted to try to have them feel supported where they were. And that was one of the things I wanted to just have an update if we're doing more of those wellness programs. And you know, because I think anybody can just use almost, it's crazy, but like a support group. Even, you know, me living with MS in the body now 15, 20 years, I don't even remember now. But I mean, it's important to have, I'm going to clarify, it's important to have a support group that is positive, empowering, supportive, meet you where you're at. I know they've come so far. When I got the initial diagnosis, there was so much victim.
Yeah.
You know, it's very easy, and our Western medicine is set up to stay in victim. And so it's very nice to have a venue that will support you in your health, and that's certainly what Tendrils I have found to be.
Well, thank you so much. That's very sweet.
Yeah, it's incredible. We do have to take a short break. And when we're going to come back, I've got some fun questions for you. And I love hearing Henry's perspective. He and I could easily fill 2 hours because we share the same passion. You know, just people really all can do so much. Little tiny itty bitty changes can make such a difference in your diet. Yeah, we'll get into that in just a moment. We'll be right back after this short message. You're listening to North Idaho Radio.
I like to think of myself as a confident backseat driver. Mom, brakes please.
Gotcha.
But these days, I'm less confident in the economy.
Same here, buddy.
Thankfully, Leschwah Tires helps make sure that our safety never takes a backseat, even when we're watching our wallets. Time to turn, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Help keep drivers and backseat drivers safe with Leschwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
And just like that, it's 2024. The new year always comes so fast. The older I get, the simpler my resolutions are. Spending time with family, planning for retirement. But this year, I added protect it all to the list. When my best friend suddenly lost her husband and seeing what her family went through, I realized how important life insurance is. We weren't covered, so I went to selectquote.com. And in minutes, we had quotes from multiple carriers. Then, an experienced licensed insurance agent helped us find the right coverage for our budget. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. And with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. The holidays were for family, but the new year, it's for protecting them.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-280-8787 or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. That's 1-800-280-8787. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
You know what nobody misses? Dial-up internet.
The same goes for monthly checking account fees. P1FCU's Ascend Checking is free. Plus, it has all sorts of free benefits, like remote deposit, credit score monitoring, and more. Meanwhile, some people are paying as much as $12 a month for their checking. Some things should just be free. Open your P1FCU Ascend Checking today at p1fcu.org/free. Insured by NCUA.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
But I will. That's the next one. Okay.
Whoops, I might have been doing a little bit of table talk in there. Sorry if you heard me. This is Lindy Lewis, and you are listening to Let Your Color Out Live. And it is a beautiful day to color up this world with at least the radio, since it's a bit gray out there. And again, I'm talking, if you just joined North Idaho Radio, you are we're talking with Henry Clemens, and he is the owner of Tendrils, he and his wife, Laura, who's incredibly talented as an herbalist. Well, we covered all of that and kind of just let you know that it's a great resource to us. And then we started talking about the little tiny changes and how the little itty bitty changes can make such a difference for me. For example, I mean, giving myself, you know, an extra 2 minutes in the morning before I spring out of bed and start the day and check my phone or any of that, like start with two, then it becomes three, then it becomes, I mean, it might become a half hour, and that becomes a bit of a ritual. And some of those little tiny changes can make such a difference. Or water, another hydrating, just one more glass in the morning than maybe you've done. Those little changes, oh my gosh, your body can be so resilient. I mean, I'm living proof that your body is responsive to just a bit of engagement. So Henry, what can you say to that? Wonderful. Add to that.
You know, I really love this conversation because one of the main tools that I use in my work, helping people, I'm a transformation specialist, and helping people to make lasting change. You know, one of the things that we get into the cycle is that we set these very lofty goals, and anything less than perfect achievement of this goal then results in failure. And while that might be functional for some aspects of things like business and whatnot, in our personal life and in our health journey, it's such a dynamic process. And we need to really reevaluate this process of goal setting. So what I like to do is focus on tiny changes. If people are familiar with the idea of compounded interest, where essentially, let's say you have you have $100 and you get an interest of 1% on that. So, and that happens every day. So then you get $1 every day, but then the second day, instead of getting interest on $100, you get interest on $101. And then on the third day, instead of getting interest on $101, you get interest on $102.01. And so on and so forth. So every time, that's compounded interest. So every time you're getting interest on the increased amount of money from the last from the last time that you got the interest. So if you look at...
That's a great analogy, by the way.
We'll stick with this analogy. Yeah. It's very interesting. If you start with $1,000 and you compound interest, 1% interest daily, in 5 years, you'll have something around $2 billion. I mean, just that's 1% interest compounded daily. I've done the math on this. It's
wow.
It's incredible.
Well, it's still, I think, you know, just bringing it into health, it's such, you're right. I mean, because that's the thing I've noticed with my health is one little bit each day. I mean, it just becomes your habit.
That's right.
Yeah. And then the next day, you're like, okay, well, I already drink a lot of water. Let's see. I already eat pretty well. Oh, I really don't eat processed foods anymore. So you just get to kind of keep, I like your idea. You were saying something about redefining goals. It's not like so goal, like success, failure. It's like progress, not perfection, which is one of the ahas in my book.
That's yeah.
Yeah. I write about that actually.
Yes.
It's the journey of an alpha female.
Yes. Yeah. Progress, not perfection is exactly what we're talking about here. And you know, with this 1% interest idea, then if we're looking at compounded interest, even if you're doing the same activity of adding in three breaths, you know, three nice, calming, deep breaths every single morning, and you're not changing your activity, you are getting that compounded interest idea, right? Mm-hmm. Because every time you do that, you build upon it, you build upon it, you build upon it. And over time, that will have a significant effect, even right. though it's just 1%. And so if you're looking at trying to transform your health, what we need to do is not just focus on habits, but we focus on identity. And the transformation of identity, the path to doing that is habits. But we're also looking at your external environment as well as your internal environment, right? And so by looking at all of these places and sort of creating a map of who it is that you want to be, who it is that you envision yourself to be.
Is that what you mean by identity? I guess I was a little perplexed there. Say more about identity.
Sure. So identity, and I've created essentially a process that I call identity architecture, whereby we become the intentional creators of who it is that we are. Because habits are frail. Identities we cling onto with such gusto, you know, like, this is who I am. Ooh. This is what I believe.
And then we go hard, we go down hard when it doesn't pan out.
And a great example of this is if I have the identity of somebody who hates eating healthy food, but then I get on a health kick, then as long as I have this identity of hating eating healthy food, but I am eating healthy food, I will hate every minute of it and it'll be torture, right? But if I begin shifting my identity to somebody who enjoys feeling good after I eat, who dislikes feeling groggy and bloated and gassy and needing to take a nap after every meal type of situation, then we naturally cultivate the identity of somebody who enjoys eating healthy. And then once...
Just by changing the language of the goal, essentially.
Changing the language of the goal and beginning to look at the process. And you're familiar. I have a number of tools here, and I don't think we can get into all of them at the moment, but we're able to help people shift the identity as opposed to struggling against it, right? And then if I have the identity of somebody who loves to be active, then no matter what, and I'm recovering from a broken back, I mean, had some serious things, no matter what, I'm going to find my way back to being able to run, to being able to swim, to being able to, you know, ride bikes and do all of these things, because this is my identity and I'm not going to give it up. Mm-hmm. But if I have the identity of somebody who, you know, hates myself, then that path of recovering from that is almost an insurmountable obstacle.
It is an obstacle. I mean, the mind, the body follows the mind.
That's right.
I mean, this is what I've known in my disease management.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that, one of our key aspects of all of this that we can play into is identity and finding out where are we in alignment with who it is that we perceive ourselves that we could be. Mm-hmm. That we want to be, and where are we out of alignment? And this sort of gap between being in and out of alignment.
Don't you think, though, Henry?
Cause.
I mean, this in and out of alignment. I mean, I have to be honest. In my own personal journey, I mean, that is my journey. Yeah. I'm in and out all the time.
That's right.
I mean, I have good and bad days, and it's just. I don't think it's just the MS in the body. I think it's just part of being a human.
I think you're completely right. However, if I perceive myself, and again, this is the process of constructing an identity, and we do it small pieces at a time, 1% changes at a time. Mm-hmm. But if I perceive myself as somebody who feels better in alignment, then yeah, I will fall out, and that's fine. But the moment that I realize, boy, ugh, it just feels bad, then we're talking 2-3 days out of alignment, as opposed to 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 months out of alignment. You see the difference? And so while it's a constant dynamic dance, once we start understanding the dynamics of the dance, the rules of this game of how to feel good through and through, mind, body, spirit, then we begin striving in that direction. And, you know, the story of Sisyphus, the person that one of the Greek gods decided to curse by having him endlessly push a boulder up a hill, and then the boulder inevitably rolls over him and crushes him, and then they both tumble down, and he ends up broken and bloody in the mud at the bottom, and then attacked by crows until he starts pushing the boulder up again, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I see our health journey is.
It is a journey, absolutely.
I mean, of all of the mythology that's out there, that one speaks to me the most as a health coach and as a transformation specialist because, gosh, every time I really get things going, boom, broken back, boom, this thing, mm-hmm. that thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody dies. Mm-hmm. Somebody's married. You know, whatever it is, we're going so well. And then there's going to be some reason
for us to fall out. Something out of our control, too.
Yeah, to fall out. Right. Life loves to kick us in the guts mm-hmm. and push us mm-hmm. into the mud. And
builds resiliency.
How do we get back up? It's our get back up game
yeah.
that is the key to actually winning in this process of mm-hmm. reclaiming or maintaining our health. And, you know, to that end, like I run support groups to help people find the support in that because accountability is a huge thing. Gathering more tools that are functional in this process, so profoundly important. And having a spot where you can listen to other people, maybe you're not going through it in that minute, but you did, or maybe you're going to, and, you know, being seen in that way and feeling safe enough to be like, mm-hmm. when I have a bad day, I go and buy a family-sized bag of chips and eat the whole thing until mm-hmm. I hate myself. Like, mm-hmm. and no one's going to, you know, people be like, I feel you.
Oh, yeah, well, I'd have gone right. You know, it becomes this, you know, and it's kind of helpful to get it out. Like, you know, better out than in.
And you don't feel so isolated in the mm-hmm. whole process. I think mm-hmm. isolation is a huge, huge piece of lack of or of the spiraling out of control of poor mental health in our civilization. We're so isolated. And
after the pandemic, it's just an interesting way to move forward. And I think that's why everybody buys anything they read on the internet. They're just almost out of desperation. You know, people are just trying, and including myself, you know, you're like, oh gosh, you know, wow, postmenopause skin isn't quite what I thought, or, you know, those guys like, well, let's do this. Let's try that. You know? So
no,
we have to take a short break, okay. But when we come back, we will pick this conversation right back up. Sure. Thank you so much for listening to North Idaho Radio. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
Time has proven to be a good judge of quality. When something stands the test of time, you know, it's good. Steve here with Pacific Steel and Recycling in Ponderé. Pacific is a 100% employee-owned company that has been delivering great steel products and providing convenient, quality recycling services for more than a century. Here in Ponderé for more than 30 years. So if it's structural steel you need, or just looking to turn your metal trash into cash, visit Pacific Steel and Recycling, located at 1000 Triangle Drive in Ponderé.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-6158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-6158. That's 800-736-6158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-6158. Again, 800-736-6158.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-552-6750. That's 800-552-6750. 800-552-6750.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. Oh my gosh, the hour flies by. I only have like less than 20 minutes with him left. So anyway, we're going to jump right back into it. Henry, tell us how, if people are interested in this support group, how do you help them? Like, I mean, what is the process?
Every Thursday at 6:15 p.m. at the store, we meet, and you can just show up, or you can call ahead and let us know that you're coming. But it's very low. The bar for entrance is very low. Just show up. It's great.
It almost feels a little bit like AA. We were talking briefly, and I'll tell you, I personally don't have experience with that. I have gone because I had a friend I supported through that. And I'll tell you, it was such a beautiful altruistic experience, and what they would do and the conversations these people had and the camaraderie. It kind of circling back to that isolation. They're no longer in isolation. They've got people that kind of love them into their becoming, for lack of a better – well, that actually is – love them into their better health.
I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never been to a meeting, but I do have great respect for all of those types of things.
So do I.
And,
and the people who choose it, I have a lot of respect
for. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It takes a lot of courage for people, to go to that first meeting, you know,
and
whether
own their
be
flaws.
It our first meeting or, you know, any of the AA, NA, any of those types of meetings. The courage that it takes to become vulnerable is truly tremendous and very admirable for the people who are willing to go ahead and do that. And
so you have the same altruistic vision, but really focused for health and stepping into diet and empowering people in their actual physical health.
That's right. And it's sort of grown. It started off with a very sort of regimented program. And then going through the holidays, I wanted to just kind of open that up because it's difficult to run through a diet program during the holidays. Mm. And so it became a support group. And then since I did that, a number of people have just shown up. And, you know, people are suffering from all sorts of things. And so while we do have some diet-related things, I've kind of recreated the program to be supportive to people wherever they are in their process. So some people aren't ready to go on a diet, you know, change their eating habits and whatnot.
It's like the word diet itself creates resistance.
It's crazy because yeah. Humans are the only ones that go on diets, while every other species is like the diet of a giraffe, the diet of a wolf, you know.
Right. Right.
And then what's the diet of a human? I mean, who knows anymore?
It's got a lot of negative connotation, doesn't it?
I think there's a lot more bugs in the natural human diet than we would want to integrate with.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, so at this point, we're very much geared toward meeting people wherever they are, be it fitness goals, be it just getting out of the house. I mean, we've worked with a lot of people that are struggling with depression and stuff, and you know, they're going through their normal programs and they're seeing all the other people and doing all the right stuff and coming to us and finding some real, you know, I love I was hospitalized as a teenager for depression, and I was, you know, diagnosed with all sorts of terrible things.
As are kids today.
Yeah.
And given medications now.
And I never took and the people. Meds because I was, I guess, very... I can't remember what the name of it is, but you know, whenever you disagree with everything anybody tells you, that was me.
Defiant.
Yes, I had defiant personality disorder or something.
I know that
one
word
of my
because,
labels.
Well, perhaps. I'm just saying. So, my dad's listening, he would agree.
I think most parents would agree. Yes, that my child has that. So anyway, I went through the ringer with it, and I actually lost a number of friends to suicide and other related types of mortality. And so, there's really a special place in my heart for people who are struggling with this type of mental health.
It's just so common and it's so invisible.
Yes.
You know, people just show up and they just keep going, you know, through the motions. You know, they do that default rather than design,
yeah.
You know, in life. And so that's nice. You have a sort of a playground, for lack of a better word, to support that. And
absolutely,
you know,
it's hard
pitch
to
the ball around.
It's hard to figure out who it is that we want to be when we're trying to decide if we still want to be.
I think that applies to every age, though.
It
like
does.
Even you know, I see it happening with you know, I had a great conversation with a gal that I was raised with her kid. She called me. She's 87, and she just called me completely out of the blue the other day, and it was so nice. But she's like, yeah, it's hard because I can't grab the words. And so, I mean, at every age, even
I have
kids.
A lot of people in their 60s and 70s who I work with that struggle with this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not many children have shown up to the group yet, but.
Well, retirement is an interesting age because there's this, you know, I mean.
It's an identity shift.
It's an identity, and there's a little more irrelevancy, you know, that you tend to just.
Everything that we were, you know.
The identity,
is
exactly.
Now gone. And there's actually I think there's a fair amount of mourning that people do, but it's not really.
Healthy.
Acknowledged.
Mm.
It's not acknowledged that when we go through a large transition like this, then there's mourning that happens, mourning the loss of that old identity of who we were while we're in the process of finding out this new us, right? I mean, I know I experienced it when I quit. I was a semi-professional athlete. And when I quit playing sports, that's all I had done for 15 years. I didn't know who I was minus that sport. Mm-hmm. And I went through, it took about a year of really, really mourning that loss and finding this new version. And then again, that happened when my first child was born. And yes, I loved my children. And yes, I was so happy. And I recognized over time that the sadness that I was feeling was, you know, that I think a lot of men go through this, and this is, again, just not something that we're allowed to talk about, but there's a sadness that we carry while we're in the midst of serving the mother and serving the baby and doing all of these things
providing
and putting ourselves on the back burner. And I've looked at this, and I think that the sadness, again, is the loss of the identity of that wild, free-roaming, you know, that
freedom,
that
just,
wildcat, that person that I used to be. I can no longer be the life of the party necessarily because I am now responsible. I am now a role model. I am now all of these things. And again,
it's pressure.
We go through our adult life then as a householder. And then at the end of that transition, and you know, we used to have culturally ceremonies to help us work through these transitions, you know, and other people to support us as we go in. Like there was a container, and now we're just sort of floating in the middle of the ocean all by ourselves. Like, hello, what do I do now? You know,
somehow I think our culture has diminished the value in that. I mean, it's just like, okay, that's over, done. Let's move to the next thing quickly.
Yeah.
But there's a missed opportunity to know thyself, support thyself in a nurturing way, not just a pushing through it and, you know, forcing things to happen. And I think that those are, you know, those are really important transformations to take time with.
They are. They absolutely are. Yeah. And there's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of opportunity.
If somebody out there is listening today, I just thought of that. It's like you and I, because we've done it, we know the value of it. But like, why would someone say, hey, you know, why do I want to sit in that mess? I mean, I just want to move through it. Tell us
very about interesting that. Things. So why would I want to sit in that?
Yeah.
Most people are afraid to sit in it, and so they run from it, right? We run through various distractions, be they the crunchiness and saltiness of chips, be they, YouTubing or scrolling on
any addiction,
any adaptive behavior that is helping us to manage, essentially dopamine hits, right? And that's why social media is so huge, because one of the things that it does is it just keeps on, you scroll, you look, you watch it for 3 seconds, 4 seconds. Every time that your brain sort of goes through the process of, now I'm looking at new data, now I'm looking at new data. And the moment that it grasps that, then we get another dopamine hit, right? And so then we just start chasing these dopamine hits subconsciously. We don't know why we're doing it, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so these dopamine hits are sort of the process of us avoiding sitting in what we perceive to be scary emotions. However, it's sort of like a ghost in the house.
Elephant in the room. 100%.
When you turn on the light, the ghost goes away. And so what we're doing though is, What would happen if you just sat and felt that emotion?
I think that, I'm speaking from my old alpha drive. The thought would be, it's a kind of a waste of time. Like, what good comes from that? I mean, I got things to do. Mm-hmm. Let's just move through it. So there's something kind of fun.
Sure.
A dopamine, again, kind of a seeking.
Right. And then when we let that play out over time, these emotions that are left unfelt that are being avoided, the shadow on them grows, and sort of the fear around finally engaging them, finally confronting them, if you will, or really it's not confronting, it's integrating. It's integrating them, right? Shining the light on them. That grows, and then we run from it more and more, and it creates, various neuroses around these things and various addictive issues and things like that. And it's all in an effort to avoid knowing ourselves. And I would argue that that is a much bigger waste of time, because our life is so precious. Our life is so short. Anybody who's listening, calculate how many days you have left to live.
Yeah.
Calculate that out. Figure out, at best, I'm going to live to 85, 90 years old, right?
No, life is truly precious. We need to be reminded of that.
Yeah. How many days do you have left? I do this regularly. I have approximately 16,000 days left in my life.
Mm-hmm. When you're younger than me. I don't want to do that, Matt. Thank you very much.
And it's...
Here we go. I'm sitting away. I take it away from that. But
it's daunting to see even let's say I have 100,000 days. There's still an end date, And avoiding these things takes us further from being whole. And I argue that truly the purpose of life is seeking our wholeness.
Well, that's kind of what he's talked about, the elephant in the room. Like, you can run, but you can't hide. It will come back. And I just know from my own personal experience with the MS, sitting in some of that and befriending some of those aspects of myself that were just hard to honor or like, it's not easy, but that is exactly where you can just be the person you're supposed to be on the planet, because you just start to find self-love, and it's a pretty cool place to be.
That's right.
Yeah.
And not this sort of grasping at self-love or the idea of self-love, but a genuine
acceptance, maybe.
Yeah, integration, a peacefulness. Mm-hmm. Self-love is peaceful. It's directed toward giving. When we're overflowing with love, genuine love for life and for others, then of course we love ourselves. Like, that's sort of the duality of it, right?
I might argue that, though, because I think it's so easy to give and overflow that love as a coping mechanism to try to find value instead of actually go in and love thyself.
There can always, all tools can be used out of balance.
True.
But think about this. Okay. Let's say Thanksgiving dinner, right? Thanksgiving dinner is happening with all of the extended family. And everybody that year has decided to focus on self-love. Now another Thanksgiving dinner where everybody has decided to focus on being kind to others. I think that one of the Thanksgiving dinner where everybody is focused on self-love is going to be a lot of selfishness, a lot of self, you know, kind of absorption. Are you loving me? Because I'm loving me. I'm taking this time to love me. Mm-hmm. Versus this level of, I love you and therefore I am filled, you know?
Right.
But I'm not trying to fill me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why service, if you look at this type of stuff,
it's a great
acts of service are one of the greatest ways for us to break out of cycles of depression. I mean, the studies are in.
It is so true. And we are nearing the end of our hour. I've got one more break and we're going to come back because we didn't even hit on the actual topic I invited you here for, but we'll get right back to it. You're listening to North Idaho Radio.
Sick and tired of trying fad diets that don't get you the results you want? Would you like to know how to safely lose up to 30 pounds in about a month? At Spokane Weight Loss, we've cracked the code to weight loss resistance. We make it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back safely, naturally, and effectively with our unique program. If you want to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, calories, exercising, prepared meals, HCG, drugs, hypnosis, or surgery, see real people with success stories at SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Hi, it's Josh. I lost 47 pounds, 21 inches, and I'm off all the meds that I was on for obesity-related illnesses. I know the secret, and so can you.
Many clients lose half a pound to a pound a day. That's up to 30 pounds in about a month. Call now for your free consultation at 509-486-7868. 509-486-7868. That's 509-486-7868. SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Are you looking to elevate your space with a new look that matches your needs and sense of style? Don Thomas here today to tell you about Sandpoint Furniture, Carpet One, and Flooring Outlet's blowout sale. This is your best chance to find beautifully durable floors while enjoying zero interest if paid in full within 18 months. Our flooring experts will work with you to understand your vision and help you explore our selection of hardwood, luxury vinyl, carpet, and more. Stop by Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One or our downtown flooring outlet now until January 30th to take advantage of special pricing and go home knowing you're going to love your new floor along with our beautiful guarantee. And remember, for your shopping convenience, we have two locations to serve you. Our flooring outlet store on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint, between Safeway and Sandpoint Superdrug, or across from the Bonner Mall in Ponderay. Sandpoint Furniture, Carpet One, and Flooring Outlet, still making your house a home.
My New Year's resolution was to get better at saving, and so far it's going fantastically, all thanks to Kohl's. I just shopped their biggest clearance event of the season and saved up to 85% after an extra 50% on so many great finds, like a warm fleece, cozy PJs, cute jeans, gorgeous dresses, and so many other faves. So don't wait. If you want to start saving more in 2024, get to Kohl's. Select styles, up to 85% after an extra 50% offer ends January 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Well, that was just a lot to unpack. In fact, we continue talking on the break. I'm not sure how we can do it other than, you know, we've just got, you know, just a couple of minutes with you, Henry. But I do want to just suggest that people, I mean, you've touched on something. I mean, if you're feeling isolated, if you're feeling alone or frustrated and needs support, clearly Tendrils is a venue for that. But also you mentioned service, and there's so many ways to be volunteers in this community. And that is such a great way to get out and about. And but tell us, you know, Tendrils again, it's Thursday night. Tell us what else you're real quickly, what else you might be able to support people with if they're feeling like they need to make some small changes, they need to just get this ball rolling but don't know how, they're feeling isolated. So.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm happy to do individual sessions with people. I also work with hypnotherapy, and I'm, as I mentioned, a transformation specialist. So, you know, essentially I help people to be able to dream again and to be able to see a future and then to move into that skillfully. And so I'm happy to have any of these conversations with people one-on-one or just come into the groups. And I like people to start off sort of come to the group and meet, you know, or come talk to me or whatever. Let's see if we vibe.
It's also, I was going to say, it's also a great way to just experience you. As a leader in the, and leader's kind of a strong word. I mean, you're really just a facilitator and create a really beautiful safe space to honor where everybody is. And the other piece that, again, I invited you on the show to talk about was the hypnotherapy, because that's something new that you've just started exploring, and I think that's a real addition in this community.
I've actually been doing it for a number of years, but I've only just sort of opened it up professionally because I feel adept. I feel proficient, and I don't like to experiment on people. I experiment
fair.
On myself.
I think that's fair. Yeah, or people that say, here, try it out on me.
Yeah.
That's a great way. Well, I think this is, again, there's so many things that we're needing, and right now, while the days are a little longer and a little grayer and we're not quite getting the snowfall we might have wanted, it's a really important time to maybe push yourself to incubate. I mean, I'm really an advocate of some hibernation right now. I mean, just like I told my mom the other day, I'm like, you know, my flowers are sleeping, so I'm doing a little extra sleeping time. And those, I think, are really valuable. But if you start to go down the path of, you know, self-loathing and self-destruction, that is when you reach out to, there are so many ways, or do some sort of service, because there's all kinds of soup kitchens and community activities that you can get involved in that are really relatively inexpensive. So
that's right. We also have every first and third Monday at 6:15 p.m. at Tendril, we have a prayer circle, like a healing light prayer circle, and that's free.
Power of
it's,
prayer.
It's by donation.
Yeah, and the power of prayer is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great way to, you know, when two or more are gathered, right?
That's exactly right.
Far more powerful. All right. Well, on that note, I just got to thank everyone for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy and Henry. Thank you so much for joining me. It's always just such a pleasure to visit with you and learn about this really progressive, forward-thinking company that you've created in our beautiful yeah. little town. So again, if any of you didn't catch it, it's called Tendril Apothecary, and they, you know, just go in there. There's always a very educated person at the front that can help you with some herb concoctions or sign you up for one of their actual physical modalities that will help you move through some ailment, or even, again, even if it's a mental, you know, I think that's the thing we need to remember, is there's a lot of mental health issues in our community and in the world right now, because we're all seeking and we're not sure what we're seeking. So I hope you all have a beautiful Wednesday. And again, this is an okay time to just kind of take it inside and try to stay off your devices a little bit, you know, just sit back and drink some water and just appreciate the quiet that we get. So thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day.